Hello and welcome to the Personal Success Podcast. This podcast is coming to you from New Brunswick, Canada, and I am your leadership life coach, Jeff Yeomans, who will be providing you with the coaching content that we will be providing here, along with some action steps that you can take to improve your life. Each episode of this training will be approximately 15 minutes in duration. My intention is to keep it to about 10 minutes of instruction and description, and then 5 minutes talking about the actions that you can take to improve your life and develop yourself as you see fit, whether that's in personal leadership or work leadership, if it's just reaching a goal that, you know, you've been having a difficult time obtaining. So it's all up to you, but we're here to guide you and use this podcast as that way of guiding you and helping you along the way. So I'd ask that you take a second and subscribe to this podcast. Please share it and tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't like it, please let me know so that I can make changes to the podcast so that you find it more interesting and enjoyable. So without further ado, we will go into the first broadcast and we'll start away. Hi, this is Jeff Yeomans, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of your Personal Coach Podcast. This is where we provide real tools for you to reach your goal in life and in leadership. Today, I'd like to take a little bit of time to talk about change, because I believe that change is one of the most difficult things for people to embrace and develop so that they can make changes in their lives to reach their goals, to create successful habits, and all those things that come along with your ability to change and get away from the status quo. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. And again, I'd like to take about 15 minutes and go over this with you. I would also like you to visit our website at personalcoachingcenter.com. And if you like this podcast, I will be doing them weekly, so please subscribe. And hopefully the tools that we provide during this podcast will be helpful to you in reaching the goals that you're seeking to obtain. So without further ado, let's get started. So when you think of change, and when we think of change, many people get stuck with, you know, what to do first, normally. It is an action that needs to be taken, but why take it? You know, what's the benefits of taking it? Is it better not to take it? These are all questions that go through people's minds when they're thinking about a change that they need to make in their life. Whether it's changing a job, you know, moving to a new city, or implementing change in an industry or in a business. Now, our focus is on leadership and life development. So we're going to focus more on the changes within you and how to make changes within your life so that you can take the necessary steps to reach your goals and create success in your life. So when we look at that aspect, we don't need an elaborate system such as ATCAR or others that are used in business for complicated changes. What we need is we need to focus within ourselves. And a lot of that comes from just developing a sense of where you are at and where you want to be. And that's how change comes about, is taking it from where you are today to where you want to be. And how do you do that? So within this discussion, I'd like to talk about how, you know, building your confidence, involving other people, you know, creating the change, all are required when you when we look at this change, I want to think about how, you know, we can use our confidence, you know, communicate, create, develop competency in the actions that we need to take so that they become almost habits. And when they become habits, it's easier to reach your goal and make that change. In addition to that, we also need to involve other people. There's no person that can go through life without involving others. You will not be successful if you try to do that, and it's best to embrace other people and see where you can work with those other people to help you reach your goals. Well, you know, maybe helping them reach their goals as well. And that's one of the things that I'd like to talk about today is how to communicate with other people and how to get their cooperation. So when we look at change, the first thing we have to think about is your confidence. So how confident are you in determining that change is required and that you want to make that change? So a lot of the things that, you know, other coaches will say about change is that we'll only change if the pain of staying where we are is greater than the pleasure we will receive if we do make that change. And when you think about that from an internal perspective, it is very important, because most people settle in into a day-to-day routine, and that routine is comfortable. It is something that we don't really want to disturb because we don't know what will happen when we disturb it. So there's an unknown there. And when there's an unknown, we sometimes, you know, fall back to our habitual habits, and that prevents us from growing. And when you think of that, it's kind of disheartening when you think of how people, and a majority of people do this, they get stuck in their day-to-day workings and, you know, getting up at the same time, going to work, watching the same TV shows, eating the same types of food, and that's their habits that they get into. So in order to break those habits and to make change in your life, you need to do something different. So what I suggest you do is, on a piece of paper, write down the change that you want to make. And then on the side, write down, you know, where you believe internally you lack confidence in making that change. So what's holding you back? You know, is it the comfort that you have with other people, with your surroundings, with your environment? Or, you know, is there something else that's holding you back? Is it an obligation that you feel you have for family members or others? So these are all things that you need to consider when you're thinking about your confidence level towards making a change. And once you write down the change you want to make and list off where you believe you are today, so that's the gap you have to get over, is from where you are today to where you want to be. So list those two things down, one on one side of the paper, one on the other. And in between is where we're going to create the action steps that you need to make in your life to bridge that gap. So that will build your confidence. It will also build your competency, because as you get additional training, develop additional skills, learn new information, you're building your competency in a new activity, which will help you bridge that gap. So you take where you are today, where you want to be, and in between that, you're going to write down what you believe is the top five steps, and these can be large steps, that you need to take, and put a time frame down beside that step. So how long do you believe it's going to take to, you know, say if you're going to change jobs, from being an accountant to being a business person, what do you need to do to bridge that gap? You know, is it an MBA that you need to obtain? You know, these are all things that you need to think about, and list down those five items, large, you know, steps that will help you get from point A to point B. And once you do that, you will be able to then assign or create tasks under each one of those larger steps. So you break down your large steps into tasks. And again, you put a time frame on your tasks. And the reason I say that is there's no sense of saying it's going to take you a week to do a certain step if all the tasks are going to take you 2 months to complete. So you need to make sure that the tasks that you set out will actually help you reach that step, and you can do it in a certain time frame. Once you do that, then you're going to create the parts of that task and complete them so that you can, you know, check that task off, check the next task off, check the next task off until you successfully completed the first step. And once you complete the first step, you'll do the same thing for the second step. You'll break it down into tasks. Once you break it down into tasks, you'll start completing those tasks, keeping in mind your time frames that you've got set out. And when you do that, you are going to find that if you follow this process, you will be able to knock off those tasks, knock off those steps, and bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be. Now, that's the theoretical portion of, you know, the process of change, right? Because it's the actual steps that you need to take. But there's also other things that you need to consider, which is, you know, any bad habits or anything that's currently holding you in the place where you are today. How do you break those habits or those activities that are not helping you reach your goal? If you have those types of activities that you're doing that you know are not helping you, then substitute those activities with some of the steps that you've created to help you reach your goal. So substitute them. Replace one bad habit with a good habit that'll help you reach your goal and make the change that you're striving to do. In addition to that, as I said earlier, no person can reach their goals without help. So you're going to want to find other people who can both support you, so they could be, you know, family members, colleagues, you know, your wife or husband, who will support you in making the change that you want. So you communicate with them that you want to make this change and you ask them for their support. Now, they may not be going through the same change as you are, but you need their support to keep you on track. Because that's a lot of what we're talking about, is staying on track, is going to the next task, is going to the next step, and keeping with the process till you reach your goal and make the change. But there's also another type of, you know, person out there that may be able to help you. There might be somebody else going through the same change as you are. And if you can find those people, either through groups, Facebook, you know, if you're going to an educational institute, then, you know, there will be people there probably going through the same courses as you are. But you can utilize them as that support that you need to keep moving forward, to keep focused on your task and on the steps so that you reach your goals and make the change. So these are all things that you need to consider when you're thinking about making a change in your life. You need to focus on everything that's happening inside of you. Even if you're talking about industrial change or business change, change in a business doesn't happen just to the business. It happens to you, to yourself. And you have to make the changes in your life and in your own mind that will allow you to accept that change and move on with that company. If you can't, then, you know, I suggest you look at other jobs or other avenues in which you can align yourself with that change. So these are all things that you have to do internally. And it's best to think about what you're doing and what changes you can make in your life to change and be different than what you are today. Now, there's an old saying, the only person you can change is yourself. You cannot change anybody else, and nobody else can change you. So even if your manager or your boss wants you to change, only you can make the necessary steps to actually decide to change. So it's all about you. It's not about anybody else. It's about you developing yourself to become a better person or a more educated person or, you know, somebody that is more skilled in something else so that you can bridge the gap from where you are today to where you want to be. I think it's not that easy. Some people embrace change easier than others. But once you get on the road to change, you will be successful. So again, I'd like to recap, you know, the action steps from this training, and I believe that they are to set up where you are today, write all these things down. It's very important to write these things down because it makes them physical and you can see them. I find it's better to write them down than to type them into the computer, but that's just me. Write down where you are today, where you want to be in a certain length of time. In between those two, you're going to write down your five top steps that will help you bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be to make that change. So the steps are the change. Now, each of these steps, you want to make sure there's a time frame on them, and then break each one of them down to tasks that you need to carry out. Once you've determined, say, the 10 tasks for each of the five steps, so that ends up being 50 tasks that you need to complete to go from point A to point B, then and again with the tasks, you write down a time frame that you want to complete each of those tasks in and an order you want to do them in, and then engage other people to support your activities. Tell other people that you want to make the change. Just that in itself will help you move from point A to point B if you're confiding in others and confirming to others that you want to make that change. Use groups, Facebook, and other places to find people that are going through the same type of changes or going for the same type of goals, and utilize them to help you and support you as you move forward. So that's the steps you need to take to make change in your personal life. And again, nothing changes in your external life unless you change internally. And that's what every one of us have to understand, is that we change. Once we change, other things around us will change. So I hope you enjoyed this training. And again, you're welcome back. I do one of these trainings every week, once a week. And I try to keep them under 20 minutes so that, you know, you can get some insight, but not be bored to death. And I welcome any feedback you have on this message. If you think that my presentation needs some help, please let me know. I'm more than welcome to accept criticism and suggestions for additional training. Very open to changing myself, because that's what I'm trying to do and help other people do, is to change and reach their goals. So I don't mind doing that at all. And if you have any questions, please reach out. And again, follow us on YouTube or on the podcast. And thank you very much for your time. See you next week.